My show was not renewed because I was expecting another baby, and my Paramount option wasn't picked up for the same reason. Nobody was writing parts for pregnant ladies. But on stage, yards of fabric, taffeta, anything with bulk of its own, could camouflage a lot. So I didn't stop working. On the last day of shooting my TV show, Joe and I, with three babies and two nurses, took the train to San Francisco, where we changed to a train for Reno. I played Tahoe, then we drove to Vegas, where I played the Sands. I was determined that we all be together, so we went next to La Jolla, where Joe was trying out a new play, Edwin Booth. My mother and Gail joined us there, so we had to rent two apartments. We must have looked like a pack of overdressed gypsies. And I didn't stop recording. In July 1958, 6 months pregnant, I made my favorite album with Bing, Fancy Meeting You Here. Had a light-hearted travel theme, dreamed up by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, that linked witty arrangements of Hindustan, Brazil, Calcutta, and Isle of Capri. Frank Lesser's On a Slow Boat to China gave Bing and me intertwined parts, melody and counter-melody. The counterpoint yielded interesting juxtapositions of lyrics and unexpected harmonies. We cha-cha'd our way through It Happened in Monterey and blended our voices so closely matched in timbre on the smoky standard I Can't Get Started, which Bob Hope and Eve Arden had sung in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1936. It was always a joy to record with Bing, even though when he was unhappy about something he could do outrageous things. He hated small talk, didn't like to be around strangers. Some visitors came into the recording booth that day, and Bing just turned his chair so he was facing the wall. Just sat there, silent, stone-faced. I walked over to him. "What's the matter?" I whispered. "Do you want a break? Do you want a sandwich?" He kept staring at the wall. "I want those people out of the control room, and then I want a sandwich." When Monacita Teresa was born that October, I'd had four children in 3.5 years. Vatican roulette, Bob Hope joked. But I wasn't having a baby a year because I opposed birth control. I'd always wanted a big family, and against continuing evidence, I was still relying on my babies to keep my husband satisfied with hearth and home. Petty was doing the same thing. She married a man whose extracurricular activities were even more flagrant than Joe's, and she had three children in 3 years, though she took a brief intermission before the fourth. Nick married Nina Warren, Miss Lexington, whom he'd met while judging a beauty contest in 1959. They had a baby girl, Ada Francis, in 1960, and then George Timothy in 1961. Nick's theory is that even without thinking about it, we all assumed we would have kids close together. The best relationship we'd ever known as kids was the sibling relationship. That was the one that stuck.